Monday, April 24, 2017. How are you? I know it's been like, what, 11 days or 10 days? Well, today's the 11th day. Last time I talked to you, it's been a while. And I talked about the spider bite and getting some much-needed rest. And it works, folks. Sometimes, you know, nature has a way of slowing you down. Spider bite, all but gone. I mean, it's still, you can still tell, and it's still a slight discomfort. Yesterday, it felt like a sunburn. But it still looks good. There's nothing else, and we're moving forward, and that's a good thing. But I am much more rested than I was when I began this, so that's a good thing. But don't wait for a spider bite to get you to slow down, get you to rest. Sometimes it's just the easiest thing is to, you know, just take a nap, and then go to bed early, and then take another nap the next day and go to bed early. And what I mean by early is maybe an hour earlier than you're used to. You don't have to do it all the time, but again, it's just my experience. Your experience may vary. Again, it's just what worked for me because I had to do it. The body wasn't cooperating, and it had to do it. But for the most part, like I said, it's all said and done. Now we're moving forward. Now we're looking to the future. Now we're looking to new changes, new adventures, and we're making new things happen because we have to. I have no choice. You have no choice. None of us have any choice. We have to. And that's the only way we're going to get ahead. Now, if you've been following me on my Twitter, on my Facebook page, on my podcast, on my daily challenge videos, I've been talking about, you know, going beyond the hustle, going beyond the grind. And I've been talking about it in the sense that if all you're doing is hustling and grinding, eventually that's going to be, well, everybody else is going to start hustling and grinding. Everybody else will be hustling and grinding. And while there's nothing wrong with that, what happens to you? And as I mentioned, you fall into the pack. You're in there. You're in the middle now. You're not doing anything to set yourself apart because everybody caught up to you or you caught up to them. Everybody else is hustling. Everybody else is grinding. So what do? Simple. You move beyond. You got to go beyond the grind. You got to go beyond the hustle. You have got to elevate all of that to the next level. And then keep on elevating and keep on elevating because, for one, you know, somebody else is going to figure it out that they're going to have to elevate it. And they're going to figure out that they're going to have to do it. And if they do it before you, guess where you're at? You're stuck chasing them. And that's not a good thing. You have got to get out ahead. You've got to get out in front and let them run like a fox to keep up with you. Because, again, if you let it happen the other way around, well, you know what happens. You start to chase. In my case, I've added and started a new series in my writing, a new leadership series, and it's called the 3,000-word leadership lesson, and I'm not too sure how many I'm going to do. I'm on my second one this week. I'm working on it right now, and it's going to be leadership lessons, nice bite-sized nuggets of, it's a story, basically. It's a story, but it teaches you something. And I'm trying to bring out something that I see going on, I hear going on, I've experienced happen. And leadership at its failing point. Either because someone's not trained, someone doesn't take the time to train, or somebody just expects others to do what's right. And as the series progresses, you'll see what I'm talking about, you'll hear what I'm talking about. The first one is called The Accidental Leader. And what happens there is someone steps up and does the right thing, even though it's not in their own department. But again, doing the right thing is doing the right thing. And I'll leave it there. I'll let you read it. And again, it's the 3,000-word leadership lesson. The first one's already out. The second one comes out this week. The third one, it's working on it as well. But that's what I'm talking about. You've got to elevate it. Take what you're doing to the next level. And then, you know, what's next? I don't know, but right now I'm going to work on this, but I am looking ahead to see what's the next thing I can do and elevate that to the next level and so on and so on. So, listen, this has gone long enough. I'm Dave Guerra. Thank you for listening to The Daily Dave. Today is Monday, April 24, 2017. I'll talk to you later.